to episode 686 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible, has taken us to the book of 2 Kings. The prophet, Elijah, the Tishbite, is often considered one of the greatest prophets in Israel's history, for several significant reasons. His ministry was marked by extraordinary miracles, showcasing God's power and authority. He fearlessly confronted the worship of false gods, during a time of widespread idolatry in Israel. He boldly proclaimed God's messages, even in the face of powerful opposition. He had intimate encounters with God, both on Mount Carmel and at Mount Horeb, also known as Mount Sinai. He was an important leader in establishing, or expanding, schools of prophets across Israel. And what was more spectacular than his dramatic departure from earth, in a whirlwind, taken up to heaven in a chariot of fire? These reasons, among others, contribute to why Elijah is esteemed as one of the greatest prophets in Israel's history. This greatness was understood and acknowledged even during his lifetime. This may be why his successor, Elisha, felt unworthy to follow in his footsteps. In 2 Kings 2, on the banks of the Jordan River, Elijah said this to his protege. "Ask what I shall do for you, before I am taken from you." And Elisha promptly responded. "Please let there be a double portion of your spirit on me." Elisha saw how greatly the Spirit of God had worked through Elijah, and he wanted the same for himself. The idea of a double portion in the Bible is one of a double blessing. It was typically used in the Old Testament to refer to the birthright, or the inheritance received by the oldest son. Elisha was hoping to be doubly blessed in his life and ministry. The Bible does not provide detailed information about Elisha's early life and background. However, we learn that Elisha was the son of Shaphat from Abel-Meholah, a town located in the region of the Jordan Valley. When he was called by Elijah to be his successor, the younger man was found plowing a field, with 12 yoke of oxen. This suggests that he was engaged in agricultural work before being called into prophetic ministry. When Elijah passed by Elisha and draped his mantle or cloak on him, Elisha left his oxen and ran after Elijah, indicating his willingness to leave behind his former occupation, and devote himself to serving as Elijah's attendant and successor. While it is not explicitly stated how this double portion manifested in Elisha's ministry, there are several instances that suggest the presence of an extraordinary anointing and power upon Elisha. We see evidence in miraculous acts. Elisha performs miracles that parallel or exceed those wrought by Elijah. These include parting the waters of the Jordan, healing the waters of Jericho, multiplying a widow's oil, raising a Shunammite woman's son, healing Naaman of leprosy, and many others. These powerful demonstrations of God's intervention indicate the presence of an extraordinary anointing. Interestingly, the Bible lists 8 of Elijah's miracles. It credits Elisha with 16, twice as many. We see evidence in a wider prophetic ministry. Elisha's ministry spans over a longer period than Elijah's, allowing him more time to impact and serve the people of Israel. Based on the events and chronology presented in the biblical narrative, it is estimated that Elijah's ministry spanned from around 875 BC to 850 BC, covering a period of approximately 25 years. As for Elisha's ministry, it is believed to have started shortly after Elijah's departure and continued for several decades. The biblical record indicates that Elisha's ministry began when he received the mantle from Elijah and witnessed Elijah's ascension into heaven. The length of Elisha's ministry is estimated to be around 50 years or more, extending beyond the time of several kings in Israel. And 50 is, of course, twice as long as 25. After Elisha receives Elijah's mantle, he performs similar miraculous acts, such as parting the waters of the Jordan, just as Elijah did. This continuity of power and authority signifies the passing of the prophetic anointing from Elijah to Elisha. Elisha's ministry and teachings greatly impacted the following generations. He mentored other prophets and left a lasting legacy. This influence on future generations indicates the magnitude of his spiritual authority and the impact of the double portion. Tradition holds that Elisha was the teacher of Jonah, who later became a prophet in his own right. Jonah is best known for his reluctant mission to the city of Nineveh, as described in the Book of Jonah. It is also believed that Elisha mentored Obadiah, who authored the Book of Obadiah in the Old Testament. Obadiah's prophetic message primarily focused on the judgment of Edom. Elisha is sometimes considered to have been a mentor to Hosea, who wrote the Book of Hosea. Hosea's prophetic ministry centered on themes of God's faithfulness, Israel's unfaithfulness, and the call to repentance. Elisha's ministry extended over several decades and encompassed the reigns of several kings of Israel, including Jehoram, Jehu, Jehoahaz, and Jehoash. He served as a spiritual advisor and counselor to these kings, often speaking God's words of judgment or blessing upon them. Elisha's influence reached beyond the borders of Israel, as he interacted with foreign leaders such as Naaman, the Syrian commander, and Hazael, who would later become king of Aram. Elisha's ministry and teachings had a significant impact on the people of Israel. He continued the prophetic tradition established by Elijah, confronting idolatry, calling for repentance, and pointing people back to the worship of Yahweh. Through his acts of power and the wisdom he shared, Elisha left a lasting legacy of faith, obedience, and trust in God. According to 2 Kings 13 verses 14 to 21, Elisha came down with a terminal illness. Before his death, King Jehoash, of Israel, visited him and wept over his impending loss. Elisha instructed the king to shoot an arrow through the window, symbolizing the Lord's victory over Aram. Elisha then instructed the king to strike the ground with arrows, which the king did three times. Elisha expressed disappointment that the king did not strike the ground more times, indicating that his victory over Aram would be limited. Following Elisha's death, he was buried in a tomb. In a remarkable incident, some Israelites were burying a man, when they saw a raiding band approaching. In their haste, they threw the deceased into Elisha's tomb, and as soon as the man's body touched Elisha's bones, the man came back to life and stood on his feet. The legacy of Elisha's ministry, and his faithfulness to God, continued to influence subsequent generations. He left behind a significant impact on the people of Israel, demonstrating God's power, compassion, and faithfulness to his people, through miraculous acts and prophetic teachings. As believers, it is not necessary to ask for a literal double portion of the Holy Spirit as Elisha did from Elijah. Elisha's request for a double portion was specific to his role as Elijah's successor and the transfer of the prophetic mantle. The Holy Spirit is already fully available to all believers in Christ. When Jesus ascended to heaven, he promised to send the Holy Spirit to dwell in and empower his followers. Acts 2 verses 38-39 states, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." Instead of seeking a specific measure of the Holy Spirit, we can focus on seeking a deeper relationship with God, growing in faith, and desiring to be filled with the Holy Spirit's power and presence. We can ask for a greater measure of the Spirit's influence in our lives, not in terms of quantity but in terms of the depth of His work, leading, and transformation. Ultimately, our goal should be to align our lives with God's will, to be vessels of His love and truth, and to allow the Holy Spirit to work in and through us according to His purposes. Father, just as Elisha witnessed miraculous signs and wonders through the power of your Spirit, we pray for a greater measure of your Spirit's work, in, and through us. Help us to walk in obedience, to be bold in faith, and to step out in courage to fulfill the purposes you have for us. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.